Hello, people of God. This is Dad Snowbo, and you're listening to the Winning Life audio devotional. Today, I speak to you and I bring you the Word of God. I trust that you are keeping well. And I just wanted to share this with you to say to you that God would always send you someone who will show you what to do. God will always send you someone who would show you what to do. Let me read in the scripture in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, and from verse number 1. It's a bit of a long reading, but we'll just go through it. I'll just explain a few points to you today. Acts chapter 10 and from verse number 1. It says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, and gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Verse 3, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodging with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. Okay, so when you read further, you will see that the angel of God also appeared to Simon Peter and began to tell him in a vision that he needed to follow the men who would come see him, and then he needed to go to Cornelius. I just wanted to share with you quickly this morning to say to you that God will always send someone to you when he needs you to move to the next level of your life. We find that when God wanted to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, he sent them a Moses. When God wanted to deliver or save the entire universe or save the entire world, to reconcile men back to them, to himself, he sent them Jesus Christ. You remember the story of Pharaoh. When he had a dream, he didn't understand what the dream meant. God sent him a Joseph. There's another story that comes to mind of a man named Naaman who was leprous, but had a slave girl. God sent him a slave girl who told him about the prophet in Israel who could heal him. When Saul had an encounter with Jesus Christ, he was blinded by the light that came from that encounter. God sent him Ananias to pray for him that he will receive his sight, and that he would also receive the Holy Ghost. Now, I always wondered why God didn't speak to this centurion directly and just tell him what he needed to do. But God sent him Peter. God sent him Peter. When you read throughout scripture, you discover several times that people had an encounter with God. And I wonder, why didn't you just tell them what they needed to do? But God always sent someone to them. And I pray for you today that for the next level in your life, God will send you someone who would help you. The help may come in the form of information that you need so desperately. It may come in the form of recommendation, someone speaking to someone on your behalf. It may come in the form of God sending his servant to pray for you and to lay hands on you and to decree a thing on you. That whatever you need, I pray for you today that God will raise people to help you. That God will raise someone to show you the way. That the direction that you need so desperately, God will raise someone to lead you on the path that you ought to go. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Spirit of God will rest upon you heavily. That God will show you what to do, so that your life will never remain the same again. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Spirit overshadow you. Let a love for God and His Word grow in your heart like never before. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body right now, I command that sickness to leave right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee would bow and every tongue will confess. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost overshadow you right now in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. If you're not born again and you stumbled on this audio broadcast somehow, I want to tell you that there's no life outside of Jesus. It is through Him that we are reconciled back to God. I want to challenge you to reconsider giving your life, or to consider giving your life to Jesus Christ. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, I'd be delighted to pray with you right now. So lift your voice and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And if you know that you need to reconcile or rededicate your life back to God, you can also join us in this prayer. You know that your ways has not been pleasing to God lately, and you want to make peace with God. You can pray this prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I believe with my heart that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you saved me from sin, poverty, and death. Therefore, today, be the Lord of my life. From today and for the rest of my life, fill me right now with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. If you prayed that prayer with your heart, with all sincerity, I congratulate you. You are born again. The Bible says, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto righteousness. I want to encourage you to study the Word of God for yourself. Embrace God's Word. Know it for yourself. And I pray for you that your faith will remain, that you will not stumble along the way. I commend you unto God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless every single one of you. Please share this broadcast with your friends. And let us know if you need prayers. Let us know if this broadcast or this audio devotional has been helping you. Please write us and let us know. God bless you and strengthen you like never before. In Jesus' wonderful name, have a beautiful day ahead. Bye-bye.